everybody. Welcome to another exciting episode of Data Exposed. I'm your host, Scott Klein. With me back is Jovan. Jovan, how you doing?
Fine, thanks.
Good. So we just did a video on Temporal, which was awesome. I think people really love that, you know, because it showed detail about what people are going to want to know. This video is focuses on JSON. We had you in the studio a little bit to talk about JSON.
Yep.
What do you got about for us for JSON today?
Yeah, so today JSON is generally available in Azure SQL Database. It is also available in SQL Server 2016.
Yep.
So in this video, I would like to show some use cases, how to work with JSON data query and
awesome. Okay, cool. Let's jump right in.
Yeah. So first, why we are adding JSON support?
Mm-hmm.
Currently, you have a lot of application like AngularJS, ReactJS, HTML5, single page application, just exchange data with server in JSON format.
Mm-hmm.
Also, you have something like DocumentDB that stores data
JSON
in JSON.
Yep.
You have web apps, mobile apps, all these stream analytics, and all these services that exchange data in JSON format.
Okay, cool.
Now, eventually, you would like to see this data back in SQL database.
Mm-hmm.
So currently, you need to create your own code that takes JSON, transform it to some object, transform objects to SQL statements, that kind of things.
Yeah.
Now, we are adding some functions that can easily take JSON, take JSON as text, transform it in table, store it somewhere in table, return it back.
Oh, really? Okay.
So the goal here is to have some easy exchange between this web apps, mobile apps, all these services, and SQL database.
Okay. So when you say take it, are you taking the data? Is it into a table? Is it taking it into column or into kind of, you know, row format type of you know format, or is it put it in the JSON data type? I mean, how what do you?
So we are taking data as text because JSON is text.
Yep.
So and we have function that can transform it either in tabular format, like in columns, or you can put it as one JSON text.
One JSON text. Okay.
Origin. So you have choice to have to.
Okay. Cool.
So what we have, if you have some JSON text, we have functions like JSON value.
Mm-hmm.
Just go into the JSON, find some value on some path, and just take data from JSON text.
Right.
Or JSON modify that takes JSON, modify some value, and return modify JSON back.
Right. Okay.
Now, if you want something like analysis, querying on analysis on JSON data, or if you want to import JSON data into table, we have this OpenJSON function.
Okay.
OpenJSON function will take this JSON, transform it into table.
Okay.
Then you can do some querying, inserting, whatever you
want. Right. Okay.
Now, if you have a standard table data, and you want to just send this data to some service or web app, you can just use for JSON clause that can just say, okay, select me data from table for JSON, it will automatically format it back to JSON.
Yep, and that's good because you know what we can do is refer, because in our last show that we did with you on JSON, we went kind of deep in some of these, you know, the open JSON, you know, the JSON value, JSON modify, so they can refer back to that video if they want some examples to that, right?
There are a lot of details there.
Yeah, a lot of details there. So what we're going to talk about today is some of these other functions you're talking about, right?
Well, we will see how to apply this function in some real use case. So
okay.
We have something like product catalog.
Yep.
And we say, okay, how can I query product catalog, combine JSON data with column data and that kind of.
Perfect. Okay, cool.
Yep. Okay. So let's see example. Now, first, I have a product table that has some, that has mix of standard columns and JSON columns. So here I can say, okay, I have name, color, size, price, quantity.
Yep.
Like standard columns, and then I have tags or data as JSON columns.
So both tags and data are JSON columns?
Yeah, they are just text columns.
Text, okay.
Storing JSON.
Text, but storing JSON. Okay,
yeah.
Yep.
So if you want a high-performant model, you can use your OLTP, like third normal form, breaking everything into tables, and this is great. So we will have maximum performance, will be faster for querying updates.
Mm-hmm.
But if you need something like flexibility, and you're looking something like you have in NoSQL, like I want just to have something like tags or key values, just put them in one column, you can also do this.
Okay.
Now, we are enabling you to combine both models. So in this case, I know that I want to have name, color, size, and quantity as regular tables.
Yep.
But then I have this tags like promo, sales, something like this. And I just don't want to create additional tables for this and join all these tables.
Right.
Or create a ton of additional tables for all these custom fields. So in right. this case, I can just combine, well, best of, from both NoSQL and relational content.
Right. Okay.
I can choose when I want columns, when I want relationship, when I want tables, and when I want JSON fields.
Okay.
So important thing here is that with these new functions, like JSON value,
okay.
I can use data from JSON columns like any other data. So in this example, I will take, I will read everything from product table, filter data by this type value from JSON. So I'm trying to find all JSON, all documents that have type equal part field in JSON data.
Okay.
So I can, if I need some filter, I can filter by regular columns or by JSON data. So
okay.
I can treat it the same way. Also, I if I want to return some data from JSON, I can just say, okay, get me JSON value from data column in path made in. So here I have made in column.
Okay, yep.
So practically there is no constraint in this, where can I use this JSON value function. So I can do something like, I want to group by JSON value and standard column. I can use having type is not null. I can order by JSON value. I can even do some average from JSON value manufacturing cost.
Holy cow, so there's, so, it, there's no limit.
Yeah, so I can combine standard columns and JSON columns in the same query. So I can, you can see type is actually read from JSON column. Color is standard column. And cost is just value taken from JSON and then aggregated.
Aggregated, yep.
So I can do any T-SQL query. If you use window aggregates, any function, you can just use this JSON value function because it's just like yet another string function.
Yeah. What's the what's the performance on this column given you've got a query there that had all these and assuming I don't know how many I don't know how many rows you had in that product table, but what would be if you were to execute that query over a table that had let's say a million rows, what's the performance and is there best practices you might want to follow to to get the best performance out of that.
Yeah, okay, to be honest, it will be faster if you have standard columns because it is direct reference versus parsing. But if you have something like filtering or ordering, you can do some create some standard indexes like non-clustered indexes on a JSON value computed column.
Yeah.
Any indexing type that you can apply on standard columns, you can apply on JSON columns.
Yeah, so you can still, but you, so you can, it's a matter of finding that sweet spot, I guess, of how to get the best performance out of that. Right?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. All right.
Okay. So another function is JSON modify. So here, I can see that I have product, with this manufacturing cost, type part made in, and tags.
Yep.
Now imagine that I want to change this cost to 10 and add new tag here.
Okay.
So I have this JSON modify function that takes data, it's original JSON.
Yep.
I can specify I want to go into this data, then on path manufacturing cost, and then I want to write value 10 here.
Yep.
And for this tags, I want to append new value into this array.
Okay.
So if I execute this, I can see what are the changes. Now I have manufacturing cost 10, and I have new tag here.
Wow, that was really easy too.
Yeah, so if I need to have some small updates, I can easily use it, done it with standard update statement or something like this. So I don't need to take entire JSON, reparse it, and change something and then
get
it back.
This is a standard update statement, and the JSON makes it very easy to go in and modify and update, right?
Yeah.
That's actually really cool. Love that.
Okay, so Another function that we have is OpenJSON. Mm-hmm. OpenJSON will just take one JSON text and just transform it to table or table row.
Okay.
Now, OpenJSON works with, since this is a new function, we need this compatibility level, new compatibility level here.
Okay.
Otherwise, it will not be recognized.
So your database has to be at that compatibility level. Okay.
So when we set this up, we can do something like this. So we have product that is some JSON document, like as name, color, size, price, quantity.
Okay, yep.
Then I can say OpenJSON product, and here I can specify what keys I want to extract from JSON. So here I have name, color, size, price.
Yep.
So it will match this keys, mm-hmm. name, color, and it will return one row. No, sorry.
Okay, so we returned it in tabular format.
Yeah. So what can I do with this? I can just insert this JSON into some table, because now it is row. I can just do insert into a table open JSON this value.
Yeah, so someone passes you a JSON, you can then parse that and with the open JSON and insert that into a table. Okay. Yeah. Cool.
It will automatically do some this type conversion. So here it is money, price is money, quantity is integer. So it will be strongly typed and just interested.
Awesome. Okay.
So this is a single row. Now I can have a array collection of objects. Mm-hmm. Like here I have 10 or 15 JSON objects.
Mm-hmm.
Then I can just say, okay, open this JSON. And each object will be transformed to one row in table.
Okay.
Here I'm specifying schema. I need to extract name, color, size, price, quantity. So if I don't specify this product ID, it will be just ignored.
Okay.
Here I'm just specifying what keys I want to have. Now, by default, it will match this column with this key. But in some cases, we might have something like nested JSONs, like here. Okay. I have data, and inside the data I have type, this part.
Okay, so there's nested, so you've nested JSON in the document, okay.
So in this case, if I want to extract this value, I can specify its third parameter path in this JSON. So I can say, I want type and which are data type, and it is placed here in object data type.
Type.
It will just seek into that path and just return.
Yeah, you can see it up there too, you know, the data. Yep, okay.
So in some cases, I want to return an entire JSON object.
Okay.
Like data is complex object with all these key values.
Mm-hmm.
And in that case, I need to specify this sJSON clause.
Okay.
So in this case, OpenJSON will know that it needs to return entire JSON instead of scalar value.
Okay, yeah, so that basically that's saying, look, return the entire thing as JSON, the complex type as JSON. Yeah. Okay.
So otherwise, it will try to find some scalar value.
Okay, yeah.
And it will probably miss it.
Yep.
So now when I do something like, when I transform this JSON array to table, mm-hmm. I can do any kind of analysis. Now, like in this case, if I take this JSON and open it, now, outside of this OpenJSON function, I don't have any JSON properties, JSON columns. I have just columns like name, color, size, price.
Yep.
Then I can say group by color, minimum quantity, order by color, average price, minimum quantity.
Yeah.
And all these columns are just extracted from JSON text.
Okay.
So it is very easy to get some JSON, transform it to tabular format, do any kind of analysis, or just import it into.
Right. So we basically, in this example, we took the example from the JSON from the previous example and said, let's do some standard T-SQL, you know, grouping and things like that, and sorting on there.
Yeah.
Okay. Very nice.
Okay. And also, this OpenJSON function, it can be applied on columns.
Mm-hmm.
So if I have a tags column,
mm-hmm.
I can say, open me this tags, and it will just transform this array of tags into table.
Table, yep, tabular.
Now, I can do something like select me some columns from product, cross-apply OpenJSON.
Okay.
Cross-apply, say, okay, just apply this OpenJSON function on this tag column and just join it with parent row.
Right, okay.
Now, OpenJSON will return this value column. So I can say something like select me values where value is promo. So what what this example do? It will just filter all rows that contains promo
in the tag. Yep.
Tag. So if I change something like new, I will find all tags that have new. So it's like contains predicate.
Okay. Yeah, that's true. Okay, yeah. So there's like a contains for JSON.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's kind of cool. All right. Love that. That's really nice.
So, and finally, we have this for JSON clause that can just take values from some table and just format them as JSON. So here, if I just add this for JSON path, I can see this, that everything is formatted as JSON instead of result set.
And which is cool, if you go back to your query, it's cool because you actually included in your query the data and tags. So did it include those as in your JSON results as complex types in there?
Unfortunately, no. This is a trick. So since data and tags are stored as text,
okay,
it will think that it is just regular text.
Just another column.
Yeah. Okay. It will just escape everything.
Okay.
So this is a problem. But in most situations, you will like to see this as a complex type.
Yep.
Now, if you want this, you can apply this JSON query function on data and tags.
Okay.
So JSON query function is usually used to get some sub object from JSON, but without any additional parameter, it behaves like cast to JSON.
Yeah. Okay.
So in this case, for JSON will know that result of this JSON query function is valid JSON fragment.
Okay.
And if I go here, he will know that he don't need to escape this.
Right.
So now we have valid nested object, valid.
There you go. Very nice. Okay. So that makes it handy to go, hey, you know, I can either, you know, if I want to return, more flexibility on how I want to return those the JSON, nested JSON.
So for JSON has a lot of additional examples. We have previous video where I talked about this. One option is without array wrapper. So if I want, by default, it will return array of JSON objects.
Yep.
But if I know that I have only one result, I want to have something like plain object. So this is single object, and I don't want this brackets around this, like in this case.
Oh, yeah, right.
So this, here I have array, but here without array bracket, I will have just
a single
object.
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay.
So it's good if you have something like, I want to have a column by, some row by primary key. I know that there is exactly one result. I don't want array. I would just want plain object.
Yep, just plain object. Okay, that makes sense.
So that's it. It's one small example how to use.
Yeah, this was handy because I think this, in a nutshell, gives us a deeper dive into some of the examples you saw. So we saw in the first video and sort of how to use JSON deeper. So awesome. This is great. Johan, thanks for coming into the studio today all the way from Serbia. This was awesome. Very good videos because I think the temporal was very good. I think, you know, gives the hands-on experience. And we'll definitely put the example in the description of that. And this was a great add-on to the first video did for JSON. I think this will be good. And maybe we'll put some of these examples out there as well in the description of the show.
Right. Yeah, cool. So all these examples will be available on SQL Server GitHub.
Yep.
So all samples are open source. You can download them, play with them, use them.
Cool, awesome. Johan, thanks for coming, man. It's always a pleasure. We look forward to having you in the studio some more when we get the studio A going. Cool.
Thank you.
All right, everybody, thanks for watching. We'll see you next time.
Thanks. Bye.